Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, and welcome to Think About It Tuesday. Listen, yesterday we did a mindfulness exercise, and I hope that you were able to do some self-check-ins through that mindfulness exercise. And so today I want to talk about Think About It Tuesday. Listen, as we continue to break the stigma of mental health within the community. So when I was thinking about doing Think About Tuesday, I was really thinking about what is something that we avoid to think about. What is something we kind of put ourselves in a place that we don't want to think about it, we don't want to talk about it, we don't want to even act on it. We acknowledge it maybe every now and then. We may even become aware of it every now and then, but we don't really take time to sit in it. A lot of times what happens with those feelings, those emotions, that situation, that circumstance, when we don't sit in it, it starts to fester. And we find ourselves moving from a place of festering to a place or action of dealing with a mental health illness, whether it be depression, whether it be fear, whether it be rejection, whether it be anxiety, whether it be even bipolarism. Bipolarism is not just a chemical imbalance, but it's a chemical imbalance that can be affected by you holding something negative in. All mental health issues are a result of you holding something negative in and not just a chemical imbalance. Something to think about, right? That the power of our mind, or our mind is so powerful that it allows us, if we don't deal with the negative situation, it will allow our minds to deal with it in its own way. It will allow our bodies to deal with it in its own way. That's why a lot of times when people are diagnosed with cancer, the first thing the doctor tells that person once they get the diagnosis is, hey, before we start any treatment, I need you to get your mind in a space that you're already healed. See, your mind is so powerful that even before you get to a place of experiencing treatment, you could go ahead and heal your body. That's how powerful your mind is. If you think it, it shall be so. So listen, as you continue to think about those things and meditate on those things, think about how and where you can start your healing process. This is another mental health tip for the day. Welcome to Think About It Tuesday.